Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Jillian. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Park's going to be with us at 11. We'll let you hear what Bob Myers had to say. A lot of interesting things. Bob Myers on with Max Kellerman on his podcast. We'll get to that about Embiid, about LeBron, about Jaylen Brown. That's all coming up on the show. But Hugh, I got to tell you, I've been seeing some stuff, and I've gotten to a place I didn't think I would get to with this LeBron thing. Well, obviously, we want LeBron James, right? You and I want LeBron James on the Sixers. I'm all into this. But, you know, we've been down this road before. I mean, 2018, the Sixers pursued LeBron James. They got a meeting to which LeBron did not attend back in 2018. That was the sign he probably wasn't coming here. But I never actually thought he would come here in 2018. I just didn't believe it. I didn't think it was going to work out. It didn't seem to line up. He wanted to go to the Lakers. I kind of knew where that was going. I got to tell you, though, I'm starting to get my hopes up for this one. This one feels like they actually have a legitimate shot to get him. And I never felt that the last time. This time, I feel it's a little bit different. And I am starting to get my hopes up here that the Sixers are actually going to land LeBron James. And I just didn't see that coming before. Can we hear the latest yesterday? First, let's hear Shams on the three teams that are starting to emerge here as the teams in this.
When the Sixers got Jaylen Brown, I did some research and I found out within 24 hours, like, he's taking their pitch really seriously. And so I look at it when I talk to teams now as kind of a hierarchy of Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia. And then I think there's some teams on the periphery.
Cleveland, Miami, Philadelphia, and then some teams on the periphery. That means we're in the top tier. Yes.
I mean, it's exciting, man. It would be great. You know, there are already people talking about, we had some water cooler talk this morning, and they were asking me, you know, do you think LeBron's going to come here? It's a good chance. And if he does, it's going to change the landscape of everything. I heard Charles yesterday talking about the fact that, you know, now that we have Jaylen Brown, we're a legit contender for the next 3 to 4 years. Mm. LeBron comes here, man. It's when you think about him being here, as old as he is, 42 years old, with all of his basketball knowledge, you have to look at us as a potential favorite in the East.
Well, I agree. I mean, I actually think you can make the case that LeBron James, because the East has so many good teams, the Knicks, they'll go in as the favorite, right? They won the conference last year in the championship, but so many other teams that are getting better, that LeBron could kind of tip the scales here in the Eastern Conference. Let's hear Brian Windhorst on LeBron James and what teams are hearing, feeling, thinking as this goes and continues.
I have other people that I see and talk to every day that are very close to LeBron, that are spending time around LeBron. And he's not telling them.
On that note, do you think LeBron knows now or no?
Yes, absolutely. He knows what he's going to do.
Can you count on one hand how many people,
Chris,
you think?
Chris, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? You know, 13 people know. 13 people know, and they've known for 17 minutes. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't feel like anyone has real intel on this, but here's what they do know. They probably know the teams that are not going to win. Like, I just keep thinking about, like, the Minnesota Timberwolves are not signing LeBron James. LeBron James is not finishing his career in Minnesota for a team named the Timberwolves. I don't care if they have Anthony Edwards, who's a great young player. I just don't think he's going to go there. I think it's going to have some sort of storybook ending. That's what he's going to want, right? So Miami, he goes back to that whole thing, right, and plays with Giannis. Okay, I could see that. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, obviously, is the storybook ending. It's where he started, went back, and now he finishes. Okay, I could see it. Philadelphia has a hook. I mean, this is the biggest big market team that hasn't won in the longest time. And it's a hook there. I'm getting my hopes up. I am starting to do it. Let's hear from Richard Jefferson, his former teammate, saying he knows. I guess he's one of the few that has some intel. Here's Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, he told me, but I can't tell anybody.
I hate all of you.
He told me.
You
he
sat here and bold-faced lied to me and the roadies.
No, well, the roadies I don't give a about. But I'm just joking, roadies, kind of. I really don't care. But no, he told me exactly what was going to happen. He told me the date that he was going to tell the Lakers that he moved away.
Then
he told me where he was going to go. He told me not to tell. But I know the whole plan. Me, him, Rich Paul, we've been talking. So I kind of know their whole strategy. They're waiting on some other dominoes to fall, right, to make sure everything's aligned. You notice how once he told the Lakers he wasn't coming back, they signed all the players the next day. So he's just waiting on a couple of things. So me and him are going to stay together. We're probably going to chop it up today. We've been really kind of game planning how we want everything to go for the next point. But
a couple of dominoes got him.
Yeah, I don't know if Richard Jefferson's kidding around or not.
Well, they treated him like high school, because that's kind of how he sounded.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's the thing when it comes to LeBron. There's probably some truth to it. He probably added a little bit of icing mm-hmm. on that cake to, you know, that's why they were laughing, because somebody else said, I know too. But they probably have an idea of where they want to go.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, he knows the teams that are interested. He knows what their rosters are. He knows what their chances are. I mean, and he knows what he wants. I've reached the point. I didn't know I'd get here. I mean, I want LeBron from the beginning. As soon as this became even remotely possible last week when they traded for Jaylen Brown, I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's get LeBron James. But now I'm starting to think we got a real chance here. I'm getting my hopes up. 215-592-9494. Now, Kyle, we know where you stand on the idea of getting LeBron, but now where do you stand on the idea of it actually maybe happening?
So I have a dictionary open back here, and I'm looking up the definition of a sucker.
Yes.
And it's
say Joe Gilio.
Yeah, and it's freshly printed Joe Gilio.
That's fine.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Nope, I'm not.
You can't fall for this, dude.
I am.
We are being
head
used.
Over heels. Head over heels.
We're being used. I'm calling BS on this entire thing. This is all a part of LeBron and Rich Paul squeezing out the most amount of attention that they can possibly get on them.
Well, they're getting it from me.
Sure. I know they are, and because you're a sucker. I don't, you know, a little bit of a theory here. You can tell me how crazy this might be. I don't think he wants to go to any of those three teams that we named.
Well, where's he going to go then?
Well, I think that's where we come in. He says, "Well, look how badly Philly wants me."
So you think he's trying to get somebody else involved?
I think he's trying to get other teams involved. That's what I think. I think we're being used, kind of like the Bobichette thing. I think we're being used. You're falling right into LeBron's trap.
I think what you are is jaded, and you've been hurt before, and you don't want to be hurt again.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to be hurt if LeBron doesn't come here. I prefer that he doesn't.
Sure. Well, I know you do, which is crazy. All right, where are you at this morning? 215-592-9494. Are you getting your hopes up? Like, are you starting to think this is actually going to happen? I think there is a legitimate chance he comes to Philadelphia.
Okay. I'm going to guarantee he does not.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
This is a Kyle Quinn guarantee.
No.
LeBron is not going to be a Sixer.
2018 felt like a guarantee. That felt like, you know, that was almost embarrassing to think we could get him now.
Right.
I mean, this is different. This is different.
We'll check back.
Rich Paul talking so highly about Maxi and Brown.
Wow.
Bob Myers on the podcast. Rich Paul talking about his own client
in a really positive way.
Jaylen Brown and Edgecombe. I don't think he has those guys. Bob Myers on the podcast. I'm just saying.
Maybe he wants those guys.
He probably does. He wants Edgecombe as his client. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right. Listen, Zach, man, don't worry about that, man. I just want you to stay focused, keep pitching the way that you've been doing, man, and, you know, just take it out in the World Series. Get us there and win it in the World Series, bro. Like, you know, I know that messed up your money a little bit, but guess what? Something you can't buy is a World Series, so let's get that. You know what I mean? And I want to say, hey, Hugh, sometimes, you know, we overlook players. You know what I mean? And I'm not asking you to apologize.
Tell him, Will.
Did you maybe overlook Zach a little bit?
He did.
Just a little bit.
Did I overlook him? No, I didn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's anti-pitcher. We've established that over the years, yeah.
But being as though your name is Reckless, you know you always recklessly speculate, right?
Reckless.
I give you a new name, Denzel Douglas. Because you kind of corrupt now this season, man, with a lot of your sayings. But, you know, it's all good for the radio. But I just want to say this. For Embiid, man, listen, there's no way you shouldn't be embracing the players that, you know, the Sixers is trying to give you. In 12 seasons, bro, you've been asking for this. And now that you got it, you should be embracing it. This could be an actual championship run for you. You know, you did great in the Olympics, and you played hard in the Olympics because you had great players around you. Now you're being surrounded by great players. I need that same energy that you gave in the Olympics right here this season. And hopefully we do get LeBron James, because you know why? That's going to put you in the paint, and be that's where you need to be this season. Sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable again, baby. So listen, if we do get the ball goes, baby, it's time for you to step it up, baby. This is your time. And if you don't get it this season, it ain't going to be a season that you get. It's time for you to dominate where you belong. Down low, baby. You're the best center in the league. You just got to step into it, who you are, bro. We've been waiting for 12 seasons. This is the season. You're surrounded by shooters. We don't need you on the outside. We need you inside. So, baby, I need you to come and come correct. I need you to get in shape. I need you to play hard every game. And I need you to play the whole entire season. This all depends on you, MB. You're still the number one. But guess what? If you keep it up, you'll be number none. So listen, we need you to get your ass together, embrace the new teammates, embrace the team, and guess what? Let's go and get to the championship. This is our season, and the only way it's going to be great is feel great. So let's go, MB. Let's go, Sixers. Let's go, Philadelphia. Let's keep bringing this winning spirit all the way through, baby. And let's get at least two championship wins this year for two teams, baby. And I'm out.
Now we're talking, Will. You know what I love about Will?
What's that?
Sometimes, you know, he's at a five. And then the music hits, and he goes to a 10 instantly.
Yeah, he got. He's a gamer.
He's a red light player. I mean, when you need a bucket, you go to Will, and he's got it for you. Jeff in Wilmington, another red light player. What's up, Jeff?
I love Will.
He's great.
He does hit the mark every time, just about. Okay, so the Joel Embiid, or the LeBron thing, I want him to come here, too. That whole thing with Richard Jefferson or whatever, that clip, I don't believe one single word of what that guy was saying.
Yeah, he was like smiling through his...
It sounded like a joke.
It sounded like, only 10 people in the world know, and Richard Jefferson happens to be one of them. I don't know if I buy that.
Now, of course, there's no doubt that LeBron's plotting and planning on where he wants to go. I mean, anybody would. If you're in his position, you want to go to the best place possible. I mean, Cleveland sounds like the logical place. If he really is if this is his last year playing. Now, what he could do is come here for 1 year, win a championship, and then play another year in Cleveland. That's what, you know.
He could, possible. No, I mean, and at this point of his career, Jeff, I mean, like him moving around, that doesn't bother him. So he could do whatever he wants for 2 years.
And everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
And I have no reason to believe that this is his last year. I mean, why? He's still playing at a pretty high rate, even for his age. For anybody's age at that, as far as that's concerned, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit, Jeff, before you make your next point of Brady at the end. Like, logically, his age, you would have been like, oh, yeah, he's about to be done. And then he just kept playing, right? He just kept going.
I know.
I mean, he could do the same thing, sure.
Yep. So as far as the Zach Wheeler thing, the idea that Major League has a rule that says a player cannot be not only not play, but not be named to the All-Star team if he pitches on Sunday is ludicrous because there's no other pitching rules during the season. Like you can literally pitch every day if you want to. You know what I mean? It's up to the team and up to your body and what your body's telling you. So, you know, I just think it's crap that he should be able to be named to the team. Even if he doesn't pitch at all, at least come out to the foul line and line up and get introduced as, you know, one of the players.
Yeah, I get to experience it. And Jeff, he was talking about his family, and I'm pretty sure he has young kids, but if my memory serves, like, I think his kids are, maybe the oldest ones, are probably old enough to kind of think it's cool and maybe remember it. So, you know, that would have been great for them to experience that. You know, maybe if they're, whatever, 4 or 5 now, like, they could have remembered, like, their dad at the All-Star game and the cheer, and he won't get that. Like, it's crazy. Yes.
It's here. It's not like it's in Seattle or San Francisco.
Right.
You know? And having Lizardo named, I mean, he's had a decent season. I don't know if he's All-Star worthy.
No, we're getting to the point now where it's like the Pro Bowl when everyone bows out and then we start having all these alternates go. Like, obviously, and Jeff, good phone call. Lizardo's good, and he's not that far away from, you know, maybe real consideration. I didn't think of him as an All-Star. Like, when we had all these discussions last month, I don't think any of us said, hey, Jesus Lizardo should be there this season.
No.
And that's okay. I mean, I don't mind that he's going. I'm not like Hugh Douglas here wanting the guy to give up his spot.
I didn't ask him to give up his spot, but I'm just saying.
You actually demanded.
I thought I presented it in a mature, adult way.
By blaming it on Kyle?
I didn't blame it on anybody.
It was attributing it to me.
Don't blame me. This was Kyle's idea.
No, I'm not saying people going to blame me regardless, but I presented it in a way where I thought it made sense. Because you got Bryce over here that, you know, he pandered his way.
He's a Legends pick.
He's a Legends pick. And when you think about that, when you told me, when we broke down what a legend pick is, you said it was basically a guy who's on his way out of baseball and they give him one last hurrah.
Like when Kershaw got there, like as a mascot last year type of thing.
I didn't say all that, but you did.
He did.
So you're talking about Zach and the fact that he's made it clear that he might not play. He probably won't be in baseball 3 years from now. Made that clear. And, you know, Bryce gets in, and then Lizardo gets in after Zach makes the, you know, statement that he made that he feels like he's been snubbed and the fact that he can't get in. I mean, because it all kind of runs together. Because when you listen to what he said and Lizardo getting the nod, he's basically talking about he didn't get the nod because he had the pitch.
Yes,
that's kind of how I heard it.
So one quick.
Because that's kind of how it played out.
One quick thing. So Rhea gave this to us before we started the show today. So she, there's this article that was written just a couple days ago, and it was these like frequently asked questions about the All-Star game and about the rules and you know why each team gets a representative, like those kind of things, right? So the last question on this thing, and this is from MLB.com. I'm going to read you the question, the frequently asked question, and then the answer from the writer. Question, are starters who pitch the Sunday before the game allowed to participate? So that would apply to Wheeler, and that's why he wasn't named to the most recent, like, you know, kind of additions. So here's what the answer says. Initially, Sunday starters were deemed ineligible. That would be Wheeler. Then they were allowed to make the decision themselves, albeit limited to a single inning if they opted to play. Now, clubs or players are allowed to make requests for usage accommodation if there are factors such as IL stint, recent surgery, innings workload, or other reasons that would affect the pitcher's availability. If an accommodation is granted, then the parties agree on the pitcher status and workload availability. Here, we played the cut earlier. Zach said he would be willing to go an inning on Tuesday, you know, the All-Star game next week, even after pitching Sunday. So to me, if he's saying, I will pitch, because I think they put this rule in because they were afraid of not having enough pitchers at the game that literally could pitch, right? Mm-hmm. Like they just were there, and then they run out of arms because they don't want anyone to pitch 3, 4, 5 innings in an All-Star game. So I understand why they came up with this rule. Like, all right, if you pitch Sunday, we're not going to take you because we need people to pitch. But if Wheeler is saying, I will pitch on Tuesday, I don't care that I pitched on Sunday, then why aren't they taking him?
Good question.
It doesn't make any sense.
Don't know. And I think that, I honestly think that with him making the big stink that he's made, there's going to be a push to try to get him in. Because, I mean, he deserves it. When you talk about what he's been through and the way that he's pitching, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he the pitcher that had this surgery? Didn't he come back stronger than the last guy? Because who are we comparing him to?
Merrill Kelly, I think, is who Wheeler offered up.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. He said it was similar to what he had,
This is the best I've ever seen one of these guys come back from.
And with that alone, I think he should be in it since, you know, Bryce took the Legends thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Bryce took it. They gave it to Bryce.
He begged for it.
Okay.
I mean, am I lying? Where's the lie?
Well, he begged for our votes.
Where's the lie?
He begged for our votes. Okay, baseball gave him the Legends spot.
Okay. Yeah.
The problem is,
I mean, and I get it. Like, listen, I'm not taking a shot at Bryce.
Scorched earth on everyone today.
No, I'm just saying.
Poor Lizardo. I mean, this is going to get back to Lizardo. By the way, Jesus, this is Hugh Douglas from the Midday Show saying you should give up your spot.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I did not say that directly.
Well, if you haven't annoyed everyone enough already,
indirectly.
Can we get to our prize to give away today? We have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m., Citizens Bank Park. It really kicks off everything this weekend here. Pair of tickets to give away today, and we're going to do it with one of our favorite games called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Before I get a first clue, I just want to say my feelings are hurt. My feelings are hurt. Because the way you frame that is like I'm annoying people already. And then you say that.
And then now this.
You just
wait.
You just said, if I haven't annoyed them enough, here's Hugh's Clues. Basically, that's what you said, but it's cool. I'll bounce back from this. I'm okay. I got big, broad shoulders. All right, so this is the first clue. Are you ready for this? After the last couple days, I decided to make it a little bit easier.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, given that it's summertime, I said that I'm going to do something that I think that everybody likes. And this one is a flavor ice cream.
Everyone does like ice cream. It's very rare to meet someone who doesn't like ice cream.
And it's like, you just gotta, like, The first clue is ice cream.
Okay, so it's a flavor of ice cream.
Figure out what flavor I'm thinking about.
All right, pair of tickets on the line.
And listen to the story after I tell you about this flavor ice cream.
It is a great story Hugh has loaded up for later in the show. All right, flavor of ice cream, your first clue today for Hugh's Clues. Let's go to David in Westchester. David?
Hey, Joe, you need to release the junkyard dog, Douglas. Put him off that chain, let him tack MLB, because absolutely Jesus Lillardo should be giving up his spot.
You guys are too much.
You're 100% right.
You guys are too much.
I agree. Hugh made a good point.
What do you mean, Joe?
Yeah, I made a good point.
Do you guys think Wheeler would want it that way? You think Wheeler wants Jesus Lizardo, first-time All-Star, to give up his spot?
Yes.
So we want Wheeler wants to be treated like Rudy. You guys are serious.
No, it's not Rudy.
It's Rudy.
It's writing an MLB wrong.
No, it is Rudy. All the players went and said they won't play unless Rudy plays.
History is going to repeat itself.
They dropped
like
their jersey on the coach's desk.
Gonna...
Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Documentary.
Do we have Unselfish Hugh? There's so many I can't
selfless.
Keep track.
That's me all day.
Selfless Douglas.
Unselfish,
selfless,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Douglas. Selfless.
Yeah, look, box, we saw a new Hugh today. I don't really like him. I like the old Hugh, but that's okay. It's good he has
feelings. It's growth. It's a sign of growth. It's growth.
Yeah, right. But yeah, no, I mean, Wheeler needs to get – I don't care how he gets in there. I don't care who's got a bump. I don't care who has to leave. Wheeler has to be in there because, as I stated before, this is about the fans, Joe. This isn't about Lizardo. This isn't about Wheeler. This is about the fans. Fans want to see Wheeler. Everybody wants to see Wheeler. Wheeler deserves to be there. And, you know, this is a travesty, and it does have to get corrected. And if they don't do it – I won't boycott baseball, but, you know, hey, I'll boycott baseball. How about that?
You know what? If you say it loud enough, they might listen. David, what do you got for Hugh's Clues? What's your guess? A flavor of ice cream.
Now, are you kidding me? Hugh, I love you, but Jesus Christ.
Bacon. Bacon ice cream. Not
they
it, David.
Really good guess. Cream? Yeah.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that.
They have, like, every kind of ice cream you could think of.
I'm not surprised they have it. I've had the, back in the day, I had when they, you ever have bacon, like, in a cupcake or on a cupcake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a maple bacon?
Yeah, maple bacon. Yeah, that works.
They do have bacon ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, people throw bacon on anything.
That's not a bad guess, though.
It's a great guess.
No, it works for Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up here. Zach Wheeler, did we make a mistake not having him high enough in the top 11 a few weeks ago? And Hugh Douglas's bold idea, Jesus Lizardo should give up his All-Star spot for Zach Wheeler. I totally disagree. Where do you come down? And are you starting to get your hopes up for LeBron James coming to the Sixers? I am. I'm sorry. I'm starting to think it's really going to happen. Where do you come down on that? Are you also feeling that way? Elliot joins us on the other side of one of your calls. Elliot, live from the barbershop, apparently, on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.